जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरीवर धारी जय गिरीवर धारी जय यशोदनन्दन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावन चारे जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारष्टोदर श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विप्र संस्थापकाचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारष्टोदर श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिगोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 चैप्टर एंटाइटल डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ वर्णाश्रम धर्म टेक्स्ट 44 इति माम यह स्वधर्मेण भजन नित्यम अनन्य भाग सर्वभूतेषु मद्भावो मद्भक्तिम विन्दते दृढ़ाम इति माम्य स्वधर्मेण भजे नित्यम अनन्य भाग सर्वभूतेषु मद्भावो मद्भक्तिम विन्दते दृढ़ाम इति माम्य स्वधर्मेण भजे नित्यम अनन्य भाग सर्वभूतेषु मद्भावो मद्भक्तिं विन्दते दृढ़ाम इति माम् यस्वधर्मेण भजे नित्यम् अनन्य भाक् सर्वभूतेषु मद्भावो मद्भक्तिं विन्दते दृढ़ाम। दस माम मी यह वन हु स्वधर्मेण बाय हिज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटी भजेत वर्शिप्स नित्यम ऑलवेज अनन्य भाक विथ नो अदर ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ वर्शिप सर्वभूतेषु In all living entities, mat
me, bhava, being conscious, mad bhaktim, devotional service, unto me, vindate, achieves, dradham, unflinching. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One who worships me by his prescribed duty, having no other object of worship, and who remains conscious of me as present in all living entities, achieves unflinching devotional service unto me. Purport. It is clearly explained in this verse that loving devotional service unto Lord Krishna is the ultimate goal of the entire Varnashrama system, which the Lord has been elaborately explaining. In any social or occupational division of human society, one must be a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worship Him alone. The bona fide spiritual master is the representative of Lord Krishna, and worship of the Acharya goes directly to the lotus feet of the Lord. Although ordinary householders are sometimes ordered by Vedic injunctions to worship particular demigods or forefathers, one should remember the Lord Krishna is within all living entities. As stated here, Sarva Bhuteshu Mat Bhavah. The pure devotees of the Lord worship the Lord alone, and those who cannot come to the standard of pure devotional service should at least meditate upon the personality of Godhead within the demigods and all other living entities. Understanding that all religious processes are ultimately meant for the pleasure of the Lord. In the course of missionary work, even pure devotees must deal with government leaders and other prominent members of society, sometimes praising such persons and complying with their orders. Yet because the devotees are always meditating on Lord Krishna, situated as a super soul within everyone, they are therefore acting for the Lord's pleasure and not for the pleasure of any ordinary human being. Those persons dealing with different demigods in the course of their Varnashrama duties should similarly see the Lord as the basis of everything. They should concentrate on pleasing the Supreme Lord by all activities. This stage of life is called love of God, and it brings one to the point of actual liberation. So, in this section, how the consciousness in following all one's duties within Varnashrama should be, that is described. And the main consciousness which is emphasized is the devotee should realize that whatever I am doing is simply for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam. And so, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Rupa and Sanatan meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they are coming from very powerful backgrounds as government leaders, but their consciousness when they approach Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very sublime. And they say, Jagai madhai hoite koti koti gun, adhama patit ami duijan. We are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. And why? That is because Mlecha jati mlecha sevi kari mlecha karam, go brahmana drohe sange amara sangam. A person becomes elevated or degraded due to three reasons. First is his birth, second is his profession or occupation, and third is because of his association. So they say that we have been degraded at all three levels because of circumstances. And therefore, my dear Lord, you please deliver us from this cycle of material existence. And he is saying, Ama Uddharya Dekhao Nijabal Patita Pavan Naam Tabese Safal. Your name as Patita Pavan will become successful only if you deliver us. Otherwise, there will be doubt whether you are patita pavan or not. Moro karma mora hate galai bandhiya ku vishe vishtha garte diya chekhilaiya. We are drowning in this ocean of material existence, and only you can deliver us. And you can deliver us by engaging us in your service. So Mahaprabhu is very pleased with them, initiates them, and he says, Gauda nikate asite nahi mora prayojan, tuma duha dekhi mora iha agaman. I simply came to Bengal to see both of you and deliver you. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas in 1510 on the day of Makar Sankranti, and from there he was trying to go to Vrindavan. He was diverted by Nityanand Prabhu to go to Bengal. Then in association of Mother Sachi, he decided to spend his time in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu comes to Jagannath Puri, defeats Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and inspires him to take to devotional service. Then Mahaprabhu takes the blessings of Bhattacharya and all the Vaishnavas in Puri and proceeds to his South India journey. Ghore Krishna Bhaji Mora Kora Ashirvade Nilachali Achijana Tumar Prashade. Please give me blessings so that I can return back to Puri after doing the South India tour. So Mahaprabhu goes in the South India tour for 2 years, and after 2 years he returns back. And when he returns back, Mahaprabhu delivers Prataprudra Maharaj, and then Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan. Anyera Hrdayaman Moraman Vrindavan Manevane Ekakuri Jani. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, my mind is non-different from Vrindavan, and my mission is simply to extol the glories of the Brajavasis who had this quality of being completely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. What is Vrindavan? When Krishna is the center and when service to Krishna is at the center. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood was wanting to go to Vrindavan. But he is demonstrating what it means to enter into Vrindavan, that you cannot enter unless you get the blessings and the permission of the devotees. And therefore Mahaprabhu is requesting Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Raya, please give me your blessings so that I can go to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu says that Bahut utkanta more jaite Vrindavan, tomar hate doi vatsar na koi lugaman. It is 2 years since I returned back from South India tour. And Mahaprabhu says, you have been postponing giving that permission to me, and you have not given me permission to go to Vrindavan. Tomar hate, because both of you have been stubborn, dui vatsara na koi lugaman. For 2 years I could not go. And therefore Mahaprabhu tells that if both of you give your permission, then I would definitely want to go, and I want to go via Bengal. And why? Gaud deshe hoy mora dui samashre janani janavi ei dui dayamai. I want to take darshan of Ganga, I want to take blessings of Mother Shachi, so please allow me to go. So at this point all the devotees realize, especially Ramananda Raya and Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, that I think we have gone too much and stopped Mahaprabhu from going for too long. And so they say that, my dear Lord, you know, when the day of, now it is Rath Yatra is just over, and I think you should simply spend the time for some more time till Vijayadashmi and then go, because in rainy season it is not good. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Dashara of 1514, he begins his journey on the way to Vrindavan. And the whole theme is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply thinking about Krishna and depending on Krishna. So one cannot enter into Vrindavan without being utterly and totally dependent on Krishna. And therefore many times people may say, I love the deities in the temple because they are always smiling. And number two, they never tell me anything. But when it comes to devotees, it is unpredictable. Who will request what from me at what time? So the process of bhakti is very much a process where one is trying to express one's dependence on Krishna. And that dependence is tested through the devotees. That to the extent one is willing to follow the devotees and depend on the devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, is showing by His example. Svatantra Ishvara Prabhu Nahe Nivaran Bhakta Icha Vina Prabhu Na Kore Gaman. He is Svatantra. Nobody can be more independent than the Lord. Right? Svatantra Ishvara. Somebody may be Svatantra, but not Ishvara at all. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Svatantra and Ishvara. Right? And therefore, Nahe Nivaran, nobody can actually stop him. Nobody has the power to stop Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, Svatantra Ishvara Prabhu Nahe Nivaran. You cannot stop him. But Bhakta Icha Vina Prabhu Na Kore Gaman. But Mahaprabhu decides to stop himself within the boundaries of Bhakta Icha. Within the boundaries of the desire of the devotees. And thus demonstrating the difference between karma, jnana and yoga and all other processes on one side and then the process of bhakti on the other side. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he gets completely blessed by the devotees to go, they permit him. So at this point, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his journey towards Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collects the remnants of Lord Jagannath's prasadam, sandalwood, special kind of, you know, oils which are applied to Lord Jagannath as Mahaprasad, and then he proceeds on his journey. And as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts his journey, all the devotees in Jagannath Puri, they want to travel with Mahaprabhu and they start traveling. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at that scene with all the devotees following him, and Mahaprabhu stops them and says, all of you, please remain here and do not come with me. So all the devotees who wish to travel with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are requested to stay back. And only a few devotees whom the Lord permits at that point of time travel with him. And Mahaprabhu comes to the first stop, which is Bhavanipur. And Bhavanipur is the place which is very close to Jagannath Puri. And Vaninath Rai, who is the brother of Ramananda Rai, he organizes prasadam from Jagannath temple. And then the second stop which Mahaprabhu makes is at Bhuneshwar. And then the third stop is at Katak. And when Mahaprabhu comes to Katak, he stays under a bakula tree. And at that point, Ramananda Rai goes and informs Prataputra Maharaj, because Prataputra Maharaj's headquarters is at Katak, and he says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. And so, as Prabhupada writes in this purport, that one may be dealing with very prominent personalities, powerful personalities, who are endowed with riches, with influence, with various kinds of other material qualities. But the devotee interacts with such power, symbols of power, and those who are powerful, not because they are powerful, but because he sees that this power is a reflection of Krishna's supreme power manifesting in them. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yadyat vibhuti matsatvam shrimat urjitam evava, that yadyat vibhuti matsatvam, whatever powers we see in this world is a reflection of Krishna's power. And therefore, at that point, when Mahaprabhu is under the tree, under the Bakul tree, Prataprudra Maharaj comes and he offers his prostrated obeisances and he comes close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu embraces him. And as Mahaprabhu embraces him, tears of ecstasy start flowing from Lord Chaitanya's eyes and completely bathe Prataprudra Maharaj. Punastuti kore raja kore pranam prabhu kripa ashrute tara deha huila snan. His entire body was subjected to these tears of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that point, Ramananda Rai holds Prataprudra Maharaj, who is the king, and he makes him sit down. Sustakari Ramananda Rajare Boshaila Kayamane Vakya Kore Tare Kripa Koila. And he makes him sit down and he explains to him that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given you his mercy, his body, mind and words. You are so fortunate. Control yourself. And in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prataprudra Maharaj is truly blessed with pure devotional service. So Saraswati Thakur often warns in his writings that one should be very careful of sahajiya tendencies. Sahaja means that which is born along with. And therefore, when one does not have the proper qualification but tries to imitate, and that is known as sahajiya tendencies. And so there are people who may not have devotion within the heart, but they may cry and try to show tears of ecstasy without having the feeling, without having the actual devotion. And that is the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although constantly crying tears of ecstasy, Kanchana Sadrisha Deha Aruna Vasan Pulakashru Kampasveda Tahate Bhushan, Mahaprabhu is constantly crying tears of ecstasy, but he had a fear that in future generations, people who are not qualified and not experiencing devotion may think that bhakti means crying tears. And you will simply have people crying tears and claiming, I am follower of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore Mahaprabhu ordered Rupa and Sanatan, you write the literatures so that people who want to attain higher stages of devotion can actually traverse that path at whatever stage of disqualification they may be. Prabhur Agyai Koilasabha Shastra Bichar Brajera Niguda Bhakti Kurila Prachar. And therefore on the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa and Sanatan stayed in Vrindavan and started writing. Rupa Goswami Pad started writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and they started establishing Vrindavan Dham as a place of pilgrimage. Kalena Vrindavan Keli Varta Lupteti Tam Khyapaitum Bhushishya Kripamritena Abhishishesh Devas Chatraiva Rupam Cha Sanatanam Cha. After Vajranab, Lord Krishna's grandson, established Vrindavan Dham and installed the beautiful deities, but around 1000 AD there were various invaders who invaded and attacked Sri Vrindavan and Mathura. And all the temples and the various deities became lost. And so, when Mahaprabhu came to Sri Vrindavan Dham, at that point, majority of the people in the local area did not even know that Vrindavan has something to do with Krishna's appearance. That became the situation of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Because of the influence of time factor and circumstances, which changed the way Vrindavan was. And so what Mahaprabhu saw at that point was simply forests, pasturing grounds, lakes and fields, and nobody in that vicinity really had an idea apart from few great souls who were aware of what Sri Vrindavan Dham is. So therefore Kaviraj Goswami says, Kalena Vrindavan keli varta lupteti. Practically, the connection between Krishna, his pastimes, and Vrindavan got lost. And therefore, it was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who took the initiative to establish two things. What is the consciousness of Vrindavan? Absorption in Krishna and Krishna's service by his pastimes in Jagannath Puri, by his pastimes in Kirtan. And number two, Mahaprabhu established the dham of Vrindavan and then gave order to his two most intimate associates. Established the dham and also established the literatures by which people who are totally distracted in their consciousness can also become absorbed by giving them a helping hand by writing these literatures. And that was the mission of Rupa and Sanatana. And therefore, what Pratapudra Maharaj is experiencing is the genuine expression of pure bhakti. And that was possible for those who came directly in contact with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Mahaprabhu made it very sure that future generations have hope also. Those who have tendencies for sense gratification also have hope to enter into Vrindavan and experience the consciousness of total absorption in Vrindavan by following a process. Rupa and Sanatana entered in February of 1516 in Vrindavan, and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was published in 1533. It took so many years for Rupa Goswami Pad to write the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in such a manner that devotees can actually follow it, practice it, and get transformed. And therefore, when Prabhupada was in the West Coast in the initial years, some devotees approached Prabhupada and said, "We are feeling very inspired to go to a local nightclub to distribute books. It's active from 9 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning. And we want to go there because hundreds of people come there and they are very favorable. They are all looking for some kind of spiritual life because they are drinking spirits. But they are looking also for alternatives. They are doing all kinds of other things and they are very open. Please give us blessings so that we can go and try this new form of preaching, preaching in the nightclubs." Prabhupada said, "If you go, make sure you come back. Because one cannot imitate what Nityananda Prabhu did. Yadyapi Nityananda Prabhu Suravadi Jai, Tathapi Amar Hoy Nityananda Rai." Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Nityananda Prabhu may even be coming out of a bar. Yadyapi Nityananda Prabhu Suravadi Jai. Even if he is coming out, still he remains my worshipable Lord because he is so intoxicated by love of Krishna that he is simply giving others that. And therefore, because these tendencies are there, one cannot simply think that crying tears is a symptom of bhakti. And Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, and this was one, some of the initial years, and suddenly some guest came, was taking darshan of the deities. While taking darshan of the deities, suddenly he started shivering, rolling on the ground, crying, and he was crying loudly. And these Western devotees were not used to the sahajya expressions. They were used to other things, but they were not used to this. So they got a little bewildered, and they didn't know how to react. And this person was crying out the names of Radha, Krishna, and crying. And so they went to Prabhupada and said, "This person is crying and crying, and he's shouting the names, and we don't know what exactly is going on. Looks like he's very elevated." Prabhupada said, "Take a stick and go near him and try to hit him. If he is really absorbed, he will not be affected. If he is imitation, he will run away." So the devotees took a stick, and as soon as they entered, the moment he saw them, he ran away. So imitation is very easy, but that's not what Mahaprabhu's mission is all about. And so ऐछे तहारे कृपा कोयल गौर राय प्रताप रुद्र संत्राता नाम हो लयाए. फ्रॉम दैट डे ऑनवर्ड्स महाप्रभुज वन मोर नेम गॉट एडेड. ही वॉज नोन एज प्रताप रुद्र संत्राता. सो वॉट प्रताप रुद्र महाराज डिड वॉज ही ऑर्गेनाइज्ड महाप्रभुज जर्नी कंप्लीटली एंड ही गेव इंस्ट्रक्शन टू ऑल ऑफ हिज मिनिस्टर्स दैट प्लीज गेट द बेस्ट बोट ब्रांड न्यू बोट फॉर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एज ही मे वॉन्ट टू क्रॉस द रिवर. एक नव्य नौक आनी यानह नदी तीरे वी ब्रिंग इट एंड लेट इट बी ऑन द बैंक ऑफ दिस रिवर. यहां स्नान करी प्रभु यान नदी पारे. वेर एवर महाप्रभु टेक्स बाथ एंड वॉन्ट्स टू क्रॉस दिस बोट शुड बी अवेलेबल फॉर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु. वेर एवर लॉर्ड चैतन्य टेक्स बाथ ताहा स्तंभ रोपण करी महातीर्थ करी नित्य स्नान करीबो तहा तहा ये नमरी. वेर एवर महाप्रभु टेक्स बाथ एस्टैब्लिश a sign there, stambha, saying, this is where Mahaprabhu took bath. Declare that as a holy place. Mahatirthakuri. So Prataprudra Maharaj is the king. Nobody can argue with him. Taha stambha ropan kara Mahatirthakuri. Wherever Mahaprabhu takes bath, that place should be declared as a tirtha. And what I will do? Nitya snana karibo. I will go and take bath there every day. And taha yena mari, and I want to actually die there because it is a holy place. So Prataprudra Maharaj was extremely attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can see that Mahaprabhu's influence was such that the king of Orissa was very much eager to serve. And so at Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, he was about to leave for Chaturdwar, and at that point, Prataprudra Maharaj organized all of his queens to come and have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on elephants. And as soon as they glanced upon Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu darshan they took, they all transformed with ecstasy. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Amona Kripalu Nahi Shunitri Bhuvane Krishna Prema Hue Yar Durdarshane. It is impossible to find someone who is more merciful than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by seeing from distance, Durdarshane, one becomes filled with transcendental ecstasy. And he develops Krishna Prema. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as the most merciful of all masters. Mahaprabhu proceeds further and comes to Chaturdwar. And at Chaturdwar, it is described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his famous pastime with Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit has been traveling with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu looks at Gadadhar Pandit and says, Gadadhar Pandit tabe sangete chalila kshetra sanyasa na chadiha prabhu nishedila. So following the theme of the mood needed to enter into Vrindavan Dham, Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. So how Mahaprabhu is dealing with Gadadhar Pandit? And Mahaprabhu tells him, you have taken Kshetra Sanyas, you cannot give up your Kshetra Sanyas. So Gadadhar Pandit says, Pandit kahe jaha tumi shai nilachal, Kshetra Sanyas mora jauka rasatal. My dear Lord, wherever you stay, that is nilachal, may my Kshetra Sanyas go to hell. प्रभु कहे इहा कर गोपीनाथ सेवन पंडित कहे कोटि सेवा त्वत्पाद दर्शन. महाप्रभु टेल्स हिम स्टे हियर एंड वर्शिप गोपीनाथ. एंड गदाधर पंडित सेज if I continuously have darshan of your lotus feet, it is millions of times more powerful than worshipping Gopinath. Prabhu kahe seva chhadibe ama lage dosh. Iha rahi seva kar amara santosh. If you give up this service and travel with me, people will accuse me that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired Gadadhar Pandit to give up his service and travel with him to Vrindavan. And therefore this is not proper. So Gadadhar Pandit says, I am not traveling with you. I am going to Bengal to see Sachi Mata. And therefore you go by one path, I will travel by another path. And we may meet now and then somewhere. That is not dependent on you. It is simply my decision. And therefore Pandit kahe, sab dosh amar upar, tuma sange na jaiba ek. I will not travel with you. Your problem, you will be accused. I won't travel with you. My connection with you and this decision will not be seen. I am making my own decision. Because to get darshan of the Vaishnavas is very important. So I am going to Bengal to get darshan of the Vaishnavas. And then you are also traveling, what can I do? And therefore it is described that as far as conditioned souls are concerned, the two most important possessions which we have in the service of the Lord is our seva and our vrata. The vows and the service are the two important possessions which devotees possess. And therefore, if these two are not protected, then ultimately everything is lost. And therefore, Mahaprabhu is trying to share here, Amar sange rahite chah vancha nija sukh, tumar dui dharma yaye amar hoy dukh. If you give up your pratigya and seva, then I will be in great distress and it will not be very pleasing to me. And he says, Mora sukha chah jadi nila chale chal, amar shapat jadi arki chubal. If you want my pleasure, please go back to Jagannath Puri. And then Gadadhar Pandit was about to protest, and Mahaprabhu says, amar shapat, if you speak something more, I'll chastise you. Arki chubal. So Mahavadanyaya, the supremely merciful Lord, is very merciful while dealing with sinners. But when he is dealing with his sevaks, he is very, very strict. And he is telling them, please follow what you have taken your vows. Please understand the importance of being absorbed in your service. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and one devotee, he was sitting next to Prabhupada, and he said, Srila Prabhupada, if somebody is eating meat in Vrindavan, what will be his destination in the next life? Prabhupada said, he will become hog in the next life. This devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, if somebody has illicit sex in Vrindavan, what will be his future? Prabhupada said, he will become a dog or a pigeon in Vrindavan. Says Srila Prabhupada, if someone sits on the bank of Yamuna and smokes ganja, what will happen? Prabhupada, he will become hippie in San Francisco. And then Prabhupada said, you are sitting here in Vrindavan, and where is your mind? What are you contemplating? And therefore, the vows which we take, they prevent our mind from getting distracted. And when we are able to control our mind and absorb our mind, then only it is possible for us to engage in seva. And therefore, we have Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. All the three are very important. And these three together help us progress on the path of bhakti. Prabhupada was on a morning walk. This was in Kumbh Mela. And then Prabhupada suddenly turned to his devotees and asked, why is Krishna the supreme personality of Godhead? Someone said, Srila Prabhupada, because Bhagavad Gita says. Prabhupada said, Gita is only a book. You know, that's okay. So many books are claiming so many things. So many scriptures say so many things. And another devotee said, Prabhupada, you are saying, because you say Krishna is supreme personality. Prabhupada, I am an old man. I can say so many things. So he was testing. And the devotee said, well, you know, we don't know what's the answer. So Prabhupada said, when you chant Hare Krishna, you experience transformation from within. And then you know Krishna is the supreme. Otherwise, such transformation is not possible. A couple of years later, Prabhupada was in another town in America. He was on the morning walk again. Again, Prabhupada asked, why is Krishna the supreme personality of Godhead? And one devotee from that morning walk was here. And he thought, wow, this is a great opportunity. Get the right answer and impress Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, because when you chant Hare Krishna, you experience transformation. Prabhupada said, no, because Bhagavad Gita says. And so, the path of bhakti is perfectly protected by the instructions of the Lord in scriptures, by the Vaishnava Acharyas, by the devotees with whom we are practicing Krishna consciousness. And therefore, one cannot take an extreme position in the practice of the process. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating through none other than Gadadhar Pandit. Prabhu lagi dharma karma chhade bhaktagan, bhakta dharma hani prabhu na hoye sahan. And Mahaprabhu is the most attractive personality. Prabhu lagi, to get the association and service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, dharma karma chhade bhaktagan. The devotees are willing to give up their dharma and karma just so that they can be with Lord Chaitanya. Bhakta dharma hani prabhu na hoye sahan. But Mahaprabhu, although very attractive personally, he was not attracted by the attractiveness shown by the devotees. He was more attracted by the submission shown by the devotees. And therefore, bhakta dharma hani prabhu na hoye sahan. Mahaprabhu could not tolerate this. And therefore, the personal path is very much dependent on the devotee taking another devotee's desire, bhakta icha, very seriously. Then we are giving value to the existence of that soul. Otherwise, if that soul is requesting something and I anyway decide to go ahead and do what I feel like, then I am not acknowledging the existence of that soul as a personality. And therefore, this smacks of impersonalism. And therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami, he says that Arjata Brindavana Baishe Bhaktagan, that all of these devotees who are staying in Brindavan, they actually instructed me and ordered me. And because of that order, Seshilla Shuniter Sabar Huilaman, because of their instruction, their order, I am deciding to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Nityananda Tara Parama Ullas, Chaitanya Charitre Tara Parama Vishwas. The devotees who had great affection for Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and had taste in hearing their pastimes, I was very much conscious of them, and therefore their desire I want to fulfill. Vaishnavera Gunagrahi Na Dekhaye Dosh, Kayamane Vakya Kore Vaishnava Santosh. And therefore, I decide to actually see the good qualities in the Vaishnavas and try to please the Vaishnavas with body, mind and words. And therefore, personalism means to respect the devotees, and respecting devotees means respecting their desire. And therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, he takes inspiration to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita because of the instructions which he receives from these Vaishnavas. And so, when Gurudas Prabhu, he was with Srila Prabhupada in, you know, one of the cities in North India, at that point there were many impersonalists also. And there was someone with an impersonal conception. And he was arguing with Gurudas Prabhu that, I don't like this, you know, principle which you are saying that everybody is an individual soul and everything is actually one. And we are all God. And so Gurudas Prabhu tried to explain to him, but he would not agree. It was night time, so they started sleeping. And just before sleeping, Gurudas Prabhu told him, and this was like December. You know, December in North India is very cool. So Gurudas Prabhu said that since everything is one, you agree? He said, yes. So now, I am feeling very cold in spite of wearing one blanket. I want your blanket also. And in return, I will give you one thread from my blanket because everything is one. One thread is same as the full blanket. Both are one. So he handed him the thread and this person got so bewildered, and because he had to defend his philosophy, he said, yes, this is also one. He took that thread and they slept at night. In the middle of the night, Gurudas Prabhu saw someone is waking him up. He woke up and sat down and said, what happened? And this was this person with the impersonal philosophy. He said, actually, I realize that everything may not be one because I am not able to tolerate the cold. Please give back the blanket. So it sounds very attractive, but then one has to appreciate whether it makes sense in the long run or not. So therefore, achintya bheda bheda means, yes, there are points of differences, there are points of oneness. When to accept the differences, when to accept the oneness, that requires maturity. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here instructs Gadadhar Pandit to stay back at Chaturdwar, and Gadadhar Pandit faints as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling. And Mahaprabhu, when he gets on his boat and the boat starts moving, Mahaprabhu turns to Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and says, take care of Gadadhar Pandit and make sure he begins his service back to Lord Gopinath. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya wakes up Gadadhar Pandit and says that, oh Gadadhar Pandit, this is actually Mahaprabhu's mercy upon you. Mahaprabhu is tolerating separation from you so that your vows do not get broken. And that is the grace of Lord. While dealing with Bhishma Dev, Krishna broke his own vow of not lifting the weapons so that Bhishma Dev's vow can be kept. And therefore, this is the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been very kind upon you. And so, at this point, the officers who were with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sent by Prataputra Maharaj, Harichandan and Maradaraj, they were also sent back. At the fifth stop, Mahaprabhu comes to Jajpur. And from here, Mahaprabhu comes to Remuna. And at Remuna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bids farewell to Ramananda Raya. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Rayara bidaya bhava na yaya varnan kahite na phari eitahara varnan. It is not possible to describe what Mahaprabhu and Ramanandara were feeling in separation from each other. And so at this point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the border of Orissa. So the political situation at that point was such that on the other side was a governor, and this governor was a drunkard, a meat eater, and very cruel. And so at this border,
Prataputra Maharaj sent one more government officer to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this government officer from Prataputra Maharaj, he came and he said that the territory across is being ruled by someone who is very dangerous. And therefore, let us create a treaty. And when things are favorable, then you can go. So at this point, Mahaprabhu stayed there. And when Mahaprabhu was staying there at that point, from the other side of that camp, the governor's spy came. And that governor's spy came to see who settled on this side of the river. Because there was a tumultuous sound of kirtan going on continuously. So although Mahaprabhu did not allow the devotees from Jagannath Puri to join him, but millions of people had surrounded Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the time he reached Remuna. And there were millions of people doing kirtan with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so when the spy came here in disguise, he came back and reported to the governor. And he said that Nirantara kore sabha Krishna sankirtan, sabe hase nache gaye kore krandan. There is kirtan going on continuously. And they are all chanting, dancing, rolling on the ground, laughing. And I have not seen a scene like this before. Laksha, laksha loka aise taha dekhi bare. Tara dekhi punarapi jaite nare ghore. So governor asks, how long the kirtan go on? And he says, lakhs of people come, and when they have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tara dekhi punarapi jaite nare ghore. None of them go home. They continue doing kirtan there itself. And therefore, se sab loka hoy baulera pray, Krishna kahi nache kande goda gadi jaye. And they are simply in maddened state of ecstasy, jumping and rolling on the ground. And I do not know how to describe it, because you may find it unbelievable. But I can say one thing very clearly. Kahibara katha nahi dekhile si jani, tahara prabhava tare ishwara karimani. Unless you see, you will not believe, but I can say by seeing, this only has to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, this kind of impact cannot be shown. Because to create genuine transformation within people's heart is the most difficult challenge. To change policies, to change laws, to change infrastructure, to change various things on the material platform is very easy. But to change someone's feelings, someone's thoughts, someone's opinions, to someone's desires, genuinely requires the help of the Paramatma in the heart. And therefore, only by pleasing the Lord that is possible. And so at this point, the governor sends one of his secretary. And this secretary comes on behalf of the governor to give a message to the government officer of Prataputra Maharaj who is accompanying Mahaprabhu. So this person comes and offers obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he says that the governor wants to come and meet you and have your darshan. He will be accompanied by 3-4 people without weapons. And we are not come to fight. He is only coming for your darshan. He has heard a lot about you and he has a great desire. And therefore, when the secretary comes to see Mahaprabhu, he is also overwhelmed with ecstasy and starts chanting the holy names. And so when this Prataputra Maharaj's officer sees this, etakahi seichara Hari Krishna gaye, hase kande nache gaye baulera pray. While giving this message that the governor is going to come, the secretary of the governor starts chanting in ecstasy and starts crying. And so at this point, Shuni Mahapatra kohe hoya vismaye, madhyapa yavanera chitta aiche ki karai. Seeing this, the government representative of Prataputra Maharaj
who is Mahapatra, Shuni Mahapatra kohe hoiya vismay, he becomes astonished, saying that that drunkard governor, who is a meat eater and who is so sinful, madhyapa javanera chitta aichaki karai, what transformation has happened in the mind and the hearts of that governor? How is it possible? And so, this is very important to understand, because someone is addicted to intoxication, meat eating, gambling. It is not so easy for them to come and want to have interest in spiritual life. I was traveling in a train once, and you know, right in front of me someone was sitting there, and it was written there on their t-shirt, "Save water." So I thought, oh wow, sustainability acharya. He wants to save water. On the back side of his t-shirt was written, "Drink beer." So when a person is thinking about intoxication, I went to do book distribution in one flat in Dadar, knocked on the door. The door opened. Somebody came with a bottle of liquor in his hand. And I said, "Would you want to take this Bhagavad Gita?" He said, "Gita? What is it going to do?" And I said, "It will help you understand the difference between body and spirit." He looked at this bottle and said, "I believe in this spirit." Get lost. And he slammed the door. And so, madhyapa yavanera chitta aichaki karai. So yavan means one who is not very inspired to follow the rules and regulations. One who is not very inspired to be disciplined in one's habits. How come? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed him. And then in the next verse he says, "Apne Mahaprabhu tara man phiraila, darshane smarane jara jagat tarila." So this representative is now speaking a very crucial verse. He is contemplating that the governor never saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. If he had seen Mahaprabhu personally or been embraced by Lord Chaitanya, that transformation can still be explained. But he has not seen. Apane Mahaprabhu tar mana phiraila. Mahaprabhu on his own mysteriously has transformed his mind. And how? Darshane smarane jara jagat tarila. Mahaprabhu does not have to touch someone. Mahaprabhu does not have to come close to someone. Even if someone takes darshan of Mahaprabhu from a distance, or simply hears about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or remembers Lord Chaitanya, transformation is guaranteed. Darshane smarane jara jagat tarila. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could turn anyone's mind to Krishna consciousness. And therefore, one can be delivered from material existence simply by remembering his holy name or by visiting him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can transform anyone's mind just by remembering, he says, "Ekaki amar nahi pai bal harinam sankirtane, tumi kripa kuri shraddha bindu diya deha Krishna namadhane." Mahaprabhu is saying, alone I do not have the strength, nahi pai bal, but in the association of devotees, I get that strength. And therefore, this is a very beautiful point. Darshane smarane jara jagat tarila. So, Prabhupada writes, the principle being brought out is, change is possible by remembrance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mercy and his grace. And therefore, this Vishwasa secretary who had come here, his transformation and him reporting the transformation of the governor is testimony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's power to transform. There was a devotee in Mayapur. This was the festival time, and they were, you know, he was sharing a room with another devotee who was from Croatia, and they were about to take rest at night. And at that point, this devotee was about to burn, you know, one of the mosquito coils. You know, that mosquito coil is there. And so this Croatian devotee told this Indian devotee that why you are burning this mosquito coil? It will harm the mosquitoes. Better you get mosquito net like that. You know, because Mayapur, at least many years ago, the mosquito, when we first went, I remember, like, mosquitoes were really powerful. And many had gone as students. So the mosquitoes could pierce through the jeans also. They were empowered by Mahaprabhu's mercy. And sometimes I had seen some Russian devotees had come for the first time and they were sleeping only with gamcha out and mosquitoes were biting, and I asked somebody, hey, why are you doing like this? He said, we are so sinful that we want these mosquitoes of Mahaprabhu's dham to purify us. So that was their consciousness. I don't recommend that. But at that point of time. And so here, this devotee, he started saying that why don't you get mosquito net? And so he said, okay, if you are insisting that I should not burn this coil and get mosquito net, I'll get it. So he got the mosquito net. And then as they were taking rest, so this devotee started sharing that actually, you know, I'm from Croatia, and when the war was going on, at that time I was one of the very powerful, you know, leaders in the army, and practically was killing hundreds of people. And it was regular affair for me. Killing people was regular because that was my profession. And so it so happened that one day as part of the war, I caught hold of somebody who was very important, was about to kill him. And when I brought the gun at his forehead, was about to pull the trigger, I saw a certain calmness on his face. And I asked him, I'm going to pull the trigger and kill you. You're not afraid? And he said, afraid of what? He said, afraid of death. And the man said, I'm eternal. I said, what? Eternal? I'm going to kill you. He said, no, you cannot kill me. He said, what? Nobody challenged me like this. What do you mean? So this person said, well, the soul is eternal, the body is temporary, the soul leaves the body, takes another body. This person's gun fell down. He couldn't figure out what's going on. He took him on the side and he said, I need to have a longer conversation with you. He took him inside the door, closed the door and said, you are speaking very strange, but I am impressed by the calmness of your face and you are not afraid of death. So tell me the secret. So then this person was actually a devotee who was already practicing Krishna consciousness, knowing the full philosophy. When requested by this army man, he gave a full download of the 6-session Bhagavad Gita course over the next half an hour. That was the most powerful preaching session. Right? When you have an audience who is sitting with a gun and who doesn't like the lecture can pull the trigger. That will be really a powerful, you know, experience for the speaker. So he spoke all the basics of the philosophy. This person was transformed. And he said, I need to really meet these people who share all this. And he gradually started withdrawing himself from his army activities. And then ultimately he got retirement. And he came and joined the movement. And he said, I am a person who could just kill people left, right and center. And today, that person who was used to killing hundreds of people is thinking 100 times how we can protect a mosquito from being killed. This is the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. आपने महाप्रभु तार मन फिराइला दर्शन स्मरणे जार जगत तारिला. And at this point, this Pratapadra Maharaj's government representatives, he tells the Vishwasa, the secretary, you go and bring the governor, but make sure that none of the people who come will be with weapons. Because he doesn't believe that they are coming actually for peace. So he goes and informs the governor comes. And when the governor comes, he sees Lord Chaitanya from a distance, and the governor comes dressed as a Vaishnava. And he offers prostrated obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a distance. And then when he gets up, there are tears of ecstasy flowing from his eyes. And as the tears are flowing from his eyes, he offers his pranams to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prays. Adhama javana kule kena janma huila. Vidhi more Hindu kule kena na janma huila. My dear Lord, why was I born as a javana? And why did not I get the opportunities to practice Krishna consciousness in a favorable family? Why I did not get that birth? Hindu hoite paitam tumar charana sannidhan vyartha mora ei deha jau ka paran. If I had been born in a favorable family, tumar charana sannidhan, I would have got the opportunity of having darshan of your lotus feet and serving your lotus feet. Vyartham or Aideha. I consider my body to be Vyartha Yauka Paran. And I simply do not feel there is any use in my existence. And therefore, at this point, I am simply grateful to you for giving me this opportunity to have your darshan. So when these prayers are offered by the governor, so Pratapadra Maharaj's representative, he becomes overwhelmed with ecstasy. He jumps and embraces Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and he starts crying tears of ecstasy. And then he looks at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, Etashune Mahapatra Abhishta Hoya Prabhu ke Korena Stuti Charane Dhuriya. And he holds Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, crying tears. And then he says, Chandala Pavitra Nama Srinama Shravane Hena Tomar Ejiva Paila Darshane. My dear Lord, you are so powerful. Your name is so powerful. Simply by having your darshan and chanting your holy names, it has been recorded in Shastra, even chandalas can be purified. Chandala Pavitra Nama Srinama Shravane. Simply by hearing your holy name, chanting your holy name, if the most sinful can be purified, Hena Tomar Ejiva Paila Darshane. What is so astonishing that this person has been purified by seeing you? Ihara Ye Gati Itheki Vismay Tomar Darshana Prabhava Imatahoy. So many in the past have been purified by your darshan. Therefore, tomar darshane prabhava eimat hoy. So, this government representative, he actually glorifies Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's power of how he has purified by his darshan. So, Srila Prabhupada installed deities of Gaur Nithai all over the world. And simply by the darshan of these deities, two things happen. What happens? Chandrika Vishada Smerai Sa Aruna Apanga Vikshitai Swakarthanam Ivaraja Satvabhyam Srishtri Palaka. When we come and take darshan of the deities, it is not just that we look at the deities, but the deities are also having an effect upon us. What is the effect? First, by the glance of the deities, desire to serve the Lord arises. And second, while performing that service, when we go through some frustrations or difficulties or challenges, the Lord smiles upon us. So the glance of the deities creates desires. The smile of the deities sustains the desire to serve. And therefore one must regularly visit temples of the lordships and take darshan of the deities. And therefore the glance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this powerful effect. In one temple in America, they have Panchatattva deities. And there was one devotee who had a desire that these Panchatattva deities are so beautiful in this temple. If only I get an opportunity to serve them at my home, how wonderful it will be. It is ridiculous in one sense to even think like this. Right? Like someone thinking, if only I could serve Radha Gopinath at my home. It is not possible. Only photo you can serve. The full deity is not possible. So he was just thinking and praying like this. Within a few months, suddenly there was a forest fire. And the government officials sent notification that the forest fire is coming in the direction of the temple. And all the buildings in this area need to be evacuated. So the devotees immediately took those Panchatattva deities and took it to the house of this devotee. And this devotee became very famous in the community. Anyone having any prayer would offer it to this devotee. He said, you pray. You seem to be like a prayer acharya. That whatever you pray, the Lord reciprocates. And therefore, Prabhupada quotes from the third canto, Yan namadeya shravananu kirtanat ya pravanat shravanat apikvachit shvado pisadya savanaya kalpate. That simply by chanting the holy names, transformation can happen. And at this point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very pleased with this governor, embraces him and says, Tabe Mahaprabhu tare kripa drishti kuri ashvasya kahe tumi kaha Krishna Hari. Now you please chant the names of Krishna and Hari. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport that if someone follows Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, how do you get purified? What is the process of purification? Prabhupada writes in this purport. Number one, chant the holy names. Number two, follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions of chanting the holy names offenselessly. And number three, after one follows Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, and number two, chants the holy name, the third thing which one must do is what the governor is doing. When Mahaprabhu purifies him, immediately he says that Sai kohe more jadi koila angikar ek agya deha seva kuriye tumar. My dear Lord, if you have accepted me, please give me some seva. Ek agya deha seva koriye tumar. Please give me instruction so that I can be engaged. And therefore Prabhupada writes in the purport that if one is purified by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and by chanting the holy names, what is the symptom that one is purified? Because we may think we are fully purified. Today I feel very purified, very highly purified. But how do you know? What is that proof? That purification is tested by one's eagerness to be engaged in the service of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And therefore, Murkha Nicha Kshudramai Bishelalas Vaishnavagya Bole Kore Eteka Sahas. So Kaviraj Goswami says that I may be disqualified, but if I have faith in the instructions of the devotees, to be engaged in the service. And therefore, ek agya deha. You give me instruction. So this is the third symptom of purification, which is eagerness to engage in service. Bhakti Tirth Swami, serving the deities of Radha Damodar at Gita Nagari, and a point came where they had to pay $30,000, you know, as part of a certain requirement to maintain that property. And they did not have the money. And they were not knowing what to do. And Bhakti Tirth Maharaj was, you know, not very sure what will happen. And some of his godbrothers were asking him, within 1 week, if you are not able to pay $30,000, we'll lose this property. Where will Radha Damodar go? And he said, my duty is to just serve them. And they will somehow or the other make things happen. So it was, you know, a big festival was going on and he was offering aarti to Radha Damodar. And as he was offering aarti, he was contemplating, my dear lordships, we are very eager to serve you. We do not know how to get this $30,000. Please reveal what should be done. And as Bhakti Tirth Maharaj was doing the aarti, he heard a sound. And it appeared that it was a sound, it was a message being spoken directly by Radha Damodar deities. And the message said, Henry, Henry, Henry. And he said, wow, this is impossible. Henry was one of the well-wishers and donors. And he was thinking, but I recently asked him for some donation. And this is too big an amount. And I don't think I should ask him. But the sound was so clear, he decided, since I got the message while doing the aarti, let me go and ask Henry. So when he came out after aarti, Henry was there in the corner with his hand folded, praying to the lordships. Bhakti Tirth Maharaj went to him and then requested him that this is what, you know, we have a problem and we need $30,000 and I'm inspired by the lordships to ask you. And he said, just 3 days ago, I got a lottery and that lottery was worth $30,000. That amount I'm happy to donate. And so, when one is eager to serve, that eagerness to serve manifests as a result of purification. So Prabhupada says, if one is purified by following Mahaprabhu's order, that is by chanting the holy names, one must certainly be eager to render service to the Lord and the Lord's devotees. And that is the test. When one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, when one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is reaping the benefits. He is reaping the benefits of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And therefore, this is the third symptom of purification. The fourth symptom of following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is, at this point, this governor says, Go Brahmana Vaishnava Himsa Koryachi Apar Sei Paap Hoite Marahaukanistar. The fourth symptom is one regrets. One regrets and one wants to be reformed. So this is the fourth symptom of, you know, following the principles of bhakti. That one follows sincerely Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. One chants the holy names offenselessly. One engages in his service. One engages in the service of the Lord and his devotees. And fourth, one regrets one's past sinful activities. And one is determined to reform. So the combination of regret and determination to reform is the fourth symptom of a sincere follower. And therefore, Say paap hoite mora hauka nistar. Please deliver me from this sin because in the past I have been very sinful. Why? Go Brahmana Vaishnava Himsa Karyachya Par. I have been violent towards cows and I have been violent towards the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada says, what is violence towards cows? Killing the cows, insulting the cows. And what is violence towards Vaishnavas? Insulting the Vaishnavas. And therefore, if one thinks, I do not kill cows, but the question is, do we have tendency to insult the devotees? The tendency to insult the devotees, offend the devotees, misbehave with the devotees, is to be considered on the platform of killing a cow. Go Brahmana Vaishnave Himsa Kuryachi Apar. I have committed all of these violent acts and therefore please deliver me. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that one needs to be purified of these tendencies simply by chanting of the holy names, by eagerness to serve, by the blessings of the Lord. When one is genuinely regretful, the transformation can definitely happen. Right? And this is very beautifully demonstrated in this particular transformation of the consciousness of this governor, who's demonstrating the symptoms of being a sincere follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He follows his instructions sincerely, he chants sincerely, he serves, or he's eager to serve the devotees sincerely, and he expresses sincere regret and desire to reform. And thus, at this point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turns to the governor and says, Mukunda Dutt will tell you the service. And Mukunda Dutt tells the governor that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on his journey to Bengal and we have come at the Bengal and Orissa border and there are lots of dacoits and we need some protection to cross the river and to go on the other side. The governor said, I am the most dangerous fellow and therefore I will be the best person to guard him. I am there, nobody will bother him. And so he gets the service of escorting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu across the river. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ultimately comes to Panihati. And from Panihati, Mahaprabhu continues the journey on the way to visit all the devotees in Bengal at that point in his plan to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So basically, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating that entering into Vrindavan is not a cheap thing. Entering into Vrindavan means getting into the mood of Sri Vrindavan Dham, accepting Krishna in the center and absorbing one's mind in service to Sri Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Absorption of mind in Krishna's service will only come when we accept bhakta icha and devotee's desire to be the boundaries within which we herd the various cows and calves of our desire. And then in such a state, the Lord becomes very pleased to ultimately bless us with pure devotional service and allow us a glimpse into the mysteries of Sri Vrindavan. And that is what Shripad Madhavendra Puri demonstrated. And so Pratishtara Bhaya Puri Gela Palaya Krishna Preme Pratishta Chale Sanghe Gadaya Parama Virakta Moni Sarvatra Udasin Gramya Varta Bhaya Dvitiya Sanghin. So Madhavendra Puri followed the instruction of Gopal and came all the way to Remuna. And here he is demonstrating his total dedication to following the instruction of Lord Gopal. Etara gaad prem loke dikhai the, Gopal tare agya dila chandan anite. Lord Gopal gave him instruction simply to demonstrate that if you want to enter Vrindavan, you must be willing to exit Vrindavan on my order. And so Madhavendra Puri left Vrindavan searching for the chandan to be brought for Gopal in Vrindavan. Bahu parishrama chandana remuna nila ananda badila mane dukkha naganila. And with great difficulty and anxiety, he brought the chandan back up to Remuna, but his ecstasy only grew. Ananda badila mane dukkha naganila. He did not keep a count of all the difficulties he went through, that in my seva I had to do this and this and this and this. Why I have to do all this? Dukkha na ganila. He did not keep a count of that. Pariksha karite Gopal koila agyadan. Pariksha hoila sheshe hoila dayavan. We had a devotee who was distributing books at church gate, you know, during one of our book distribution periods. And he was standing there and someone came and he said, please take this Bhagavad Gita. He said, oh, really, what will it do? If you take the Gita, you will become happy. The customer said, but you are looking miserable. He says, maybe, but you may become happy, take it. When we experience the joy in Krishna consciousness, that is what reflects on others, and that is what creates transformation. So the process of seva is not some kind of forced punishment. Pariksha karite Gopal koila agyadan. He considered Lord Gopal agya to be like a dan, to be charity. Charity is a privilege. To be instructed by Krishna and Krishna's devotees is the privilege which one feels when one receives millions of dollars in charity. So therefore, Pariksha kurya sheshe huila dayavan e bhakta bhakta priya Krishna vyavahar bhujityo amasabar nohi adhikar. And so what happens in the relationship, the dynamic sweet relationship between Krishna and Krishna's devotees is very mysterious. E bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vyavahar bhujityo amasabar nohi. I do not have the right to understand all of this. And therefore, this particular pastime of Madhavendra Puri bringing Chandan, and when we see Lord Gopal's beautiful darshan with Chandan covering his lotus-like form, his divine personality, that Chandan should remind us that the purpose of our existence in devotional service is to give pleasure to the Lord. A block of chandan, if it is kept on a table, the chandan looks attractive, but will the chandan's glory be understood? When do you understand the chandan's real glory? When it is scrubbed. When it is scrubbed. And when you crush the chandan, then what comes out is the fragrance. And therefore, this Chandan Yatra basically demonstrates that Pariksha Korite Gopal Koila Agyadan Pariksha Huila Sheshi Huila Devan. Till one is willing to go through the test, till one is willing to go through anxiety and difficulty and challenges in serving Krishna and allows oneself to be scrubbed, because Chandan on its own cannot roll. If you keep the block of chandan and look at it, it is not going to roll. Because in Kali Yuga we start thinking, can we have a machine which will create chandan? No. So chandan needs to be in somebody's hand. Then it can get scrubbed. Then the fragrance comes. So similarly, seva happens when sevak is in the hands of somebody who will engage him in seva. And then the fragrance comes out. And therefore, without going through that effort, the fragrance is not going to come out. And so, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating that Vrindavan Dham, which is famous for the service and the absorption displayed by Brajavasis, that is my mission to share with the people of this world. And therefore Mahaprabhu is constantly chanting the holy names and saying to all of us, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we have few announcements. Today's breakfast prasad is sponsored by a well-wisher seeking blessings on occasion of his birthday. So let us express our best wishes, gratitudes and prayers by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, following announcements from base, following courses are conducted. Yaksha Prashna Part 2 by His Guest Govind Prabhu on 17th and 19th May. 10 days spoken Sanskrit courses from 15th May to 27th May, and also Bhakti Shastri course in English starting on 1st June by Kirti Nitai Prabhu, and a course on Harinam Chintamani by Balram Shakti Prabhu on every Tuesday starting from 28th May. Today evening there is seminar in Hindi on overview of Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 and 4 by Baldev Prabhu. For details, see the notice board. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, announcement from BTG department. There is one more Sunday remaining for BTG marathon. So please subscribe your BTG today. Contact BTG counter downstairs. Your servant, Balram Anandas. Thank you.